While citizenship was not defined at the nation's founding, the colonists were largely pro-immigrant, says University of Virginia law professor Amanda Frost.
They wanted to populate this mostly empty continent. In fact, the Declaration of Independence, one of the list of complaints against the king, was that his policies were discouraging immigration.
Birthright citizenship didn't make it into the Constitution, though, until after the Civil War, when the nation enacted the 14th Amendment to reverse the Supreme Court's infamous Dred Scott decision, a ruling that in 1857 declared that black people, enslaved or free, could not be citizens of the United States. To undo that decision, the post-Civil War Congress and more than three-quarters of the states passed a constitutional amendment that defined citizenship in broad terms. It says, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States.
This was meant, when it was originally done, for the children of slaves. And that was a very good and noble thing to do.
President Trump.
But it wasn't meant for the entire world to occupy the United States.